Watch, father of daughter maimed by illegal alien slams Democrats, there's no way you guys are sorry. By Neil Monroe on September 1, 2026. The parent of a child who was grievously injured by an illegal migrant trucker shamed a bench of Democratic legislators in a House hearing on Amnesty City policies. "I reject your guys' sympathy," said Marcus Coleman. The father of Dalila Coleman, who was permanently disabled after an illegal migrant caused a June 2024 crash. The migrant was released by President Joe Biden's agents and was then able to get a driver's license amid near-universal political support from Democratic legislators and their Amnesty City allies in Democratic-run cities and states. Coleman continued, "To be honest with you, there's no way you guys are sorry. Not one of you guys have ever called me. Not one of you guys have ever reached out to me. Not one of you guys have ever sat there and seen me in the hallways and said, 'Hey, sorry about your daughter.' You guys do it right here while you guys are grandstanding on top of your soapbox. This is when you guys care. Right here inside this room is the only time you guys care. I've never received anything from anybody over here at all regarding my daughter, or my family, or anything. Hey, Mr. Coleman, your guys is Dalila. I want to help you revise it so that we're interested inside of it. Nothing. You guys have no pathway to anything. You guys want to sit there and talk about the pathway to citizenship? There is a pathway. It's not jump the fence and apply. That's not the way it goes. There's a process to get it done. You don't just do that. I can't just go over there and go sit down inside one of those seats and become a Democrat. It makes no sense at all. My daughter doesn't deserve this. She didn't ask for any of this. The people that jumped the fence did, though. They knew exactly what they were doing. They still chose to move forward in that direction. And every day something's happening to somebody, and it is your guys' fault. I hold each and every one of you responsible for it, and I always will." Democrats sat stone-faced during Coleman's comments. They included pro-migration Democrats such as Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, who normally favor migrants above citizens. Republicans scheduled the hearing, which was titled Sanctuary Policies, Tragic Consequences. In first question to the witnesses, Indian-born Jayapal ignored Coleman and his damaged daughter, but instead engaged with David Beer, an investor-funded witness from the Cato Institute who was invited by Democratic legislators. "We're dealing with an immigration system that is extremely antiquated, and the Trump administration has essentially decimated any other legal pathways that existed," Jayapal complained. Beer agreed, saying, "When you look at the people who crossed the border over the last 4 years, where are they going? Those are the jobs they're going into, meatpacking and processing, dairy, and so on. That's where we need workers, and there's no visa at all for those people." Since roughly 1990, the federal government has used immigration as an economic policy that extracts human resources from poor countries for use in the U.S. economy as renters, consumers, and workers such as truck drivers. That elite-driven economic policy has expanded the economy and boosted Wall Street as it has also killed thousands of Americans and migrants. Under President Trump, however, that policy has shifted towards the center, allowing top officials to crack down on illegal migration in the economy, including in trucking. But Jayapal wants more foreigners in Americans' jobs, housing, and schools. "There's literally no process right now where we can say these are the jobs that we need in the United States, and so we're going to make sure that we fill those jobs with migrants. I mean, there just hasn't been any changes to the immigration system in a positive light for over 30 years. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, slammed Beer for his support of deadly mass migration.